Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Oh, Lord, we just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your name this morning. You are Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us another day to praise you, another day to honor you, another day to bless you and to be blessed by you. We thank you, Lord God, for May 22nd, 2021. What a faithful Father you are. You are faithful. You are loyal. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty God. No God is great like you. No God is holy like you. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done already, and what you're about to do. Good morning, good morning. Today is May 22nd, 2021. It is Children's Day on Bible Story Land. We're just so grateful that you joined us this morning, and we are grateful for the Most High for calling us into the land of the living another day. He's awesome in life. He's the greatest life in my life.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they will not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as Mr. Sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Amen, amen. We say purify us, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord God, thanking you for Bible Story Land. Every person that's on, people who are coming on, people who are listening later, and we honor your presence, oh God. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for what you've done already. You've done great things. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. You're the shepherd, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. We honor your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Oh God, we thank you for every child. Oh God, we claim every child for your kingdom, that they will do great things. Oh God, we thank you that their scripture is Joshua 1:8. They will not let the book of the law depart from their mouth, but they will meditate on it morning, noon, and night. They will obey everything written in it. Then, Lord, they will make their way prosperous, and they will have good success. And we thank you, Lord God, that they are, oh God, the Joshua generation, a generation that follow you, a courageous generation, a brave generation, a generation that is obedient to you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. It's time for our co-host to come on this morning. We thank God for our co-host.
Yes, amen, amen. My name is Sir Isaac Singleton. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. and I'll be your co-host today. Good morning, everyone.
And good morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida.
Amen, amen. Now we'll have two songs by One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism, Outreach Ministry, their youth. And the first song will be Alpha and Omega. And it's going to be, these songs are going to be led by Zacchaeus Baker. Amen, amen. Whenever you guys are ready.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that. What a way to start off this morning with those two very, very lovely songs, Alpha and Omega, because God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, man, my God. He has everything in the palm of his hand, and he's outside of time, the Alpha and Omega. The other song, I Love You, Jesus. Man, it's evident that these children really, really love God, and we thank God for that because that's rare, amen, and we thank God that they know who he is and they want a relationship with him, and they want to be in love with him even now at this age. So we bless God this morning for that because it could be another way. They could have other things on their minds. They could have other songs on their minds. They could have other lyrics they know and sing and have their minds going every which way. But we bless God this morning for that they're a faithful few. There are some children, a remnant of children that are holding on to God's unchanging hand. And we bless God for that this morning. My God, my God. And, man, I bless God for One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida, because not only are the children able to sing, but however God has called them, whatever he has called them to do, they're allowed to do it on every third Sunday of the month, Youth Sunday. And we bless God for that, for a leader that hears God and that is led by God. Amen. So today, not only are the youth singing and giving praises unto God, but it's time for the word of God. Amen. I know everyone is excited about this. I am. This young man, my goodness, a powerful young man. God is truly put some things on the inside of him and is pouring into him, and he is preparing him to do exactly what he is doing right now today, and I thank God for him. I know he's a young man, and I know sometimes it's tough we go through, especially as a young man, especially as, oh, man, a young coming out of your teens into your 20s, and it's a lot of distractions out there, a lot of different things the enemy is throwing at us. And I thank God that he is fighting to be on that path, that straight and narrow path, not the wide and broad, but that straight and narrow path. So I thank God for him. And at this time, we just bless God as Malcolm James Jr. here from Jacksonville, Florida, to bring the word of God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Minister Sir Isaac, before he comes, can I forgot to put Joshua down there. Can Joshua read the scripture? Joshua Hogan,
okay.
Thank you. Joshua, are you there?
Oh, sorry. I got the scripture. All right, so I'll be starting with 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, and it says, "Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought thought to the obedience of Christ." My second scripture is coming from Psalms chapter 88, verse 1 and 2, and it reads, "O Lord, thy salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee, and incline thy ear to my cry." Last scripture will be coming from Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, all the way down to 48. And it reads, "Ye have heard that it has been thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them who curse you, do good to them who hate you, pray over them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? If ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even so the publicans? But be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And that's all I have.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Brother Joshua. Amen. With that scripture, and I do apologize, everyone, but we thank God for that, man. As Brother Malcolm is coming, Malcolm James Jr. Amen. Prepare yourselves for the Word of God. Prepare yourselves for a word. I know it's children's time on the Bible story land. This Saturday is for the children, for the youth, but this God's word is for everyone. So prepare to be fed. Amen. Amen. As Malcolm James Jr. is coming.
Amen. We bless God on this morning. I thank God for everybody that is here on the line right now. Thank God for our host and our co-host. Thank God for Pastor Bill Baker. And thank God for the one Lord, one faith, one baptism family. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Y'all pray for me. I'm even nervous on the phone, so amen. But we praise God. We thank God for this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to start off with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Father, before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you for how you kept us and our families all night long through the chaos that's going on in the world, through everything that's going on right now. Lord, we thank you for getting us through the night. Lord, we thank you for how you kept us throughout this week. Lord, we pray that as we go through the rest of the week, I pray that your blood will cover us even now. Lord, I pray that you'll open our ears, that we may hear what you have to say, and we pray that you open our hearts, that we will receive everything you're getting ready to say right now. We thank you. We bless you. Bless these your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Daniel. We're going to start at the 17th verse, and we're going to read 17 through 25. We think for the sake of time, we can't read the whole text in its entirety, but I hope after we get off this line and you're not doing anything in your free time, you get some time to read this word on your own. Daniel 3, verses 17 through 25. And it says, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that the heat furnace seven times more than usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace extremely hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He rose in haste and spoke, saying to the counselors, did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Today I want to talk to you from the subject of in it, but not affected by it. In it, but not affected by it. As we see in Daniel, we see that King Nebuchadnezzar had an image of gold. It's supposed to be the God of Babylon, who had a height of 60 cubits and his width of 60 cubits, about 9 feet, as I did my research. Amen. King Neb wanted all of the satraps and the administrators and the governments and the counselors and the treasurers and the judges and the officials, that he wanted all of them to come to the, you know, to the showing of to the gold image. And he said to all the people, at the sound of the instruments, when they play in symphony, you shall fall down and worship. And he said, if not, you'll be cast into the fiery furnace. Now, there were people there, and they were worshiping the golden image. They were there bowing down when the music was playing, but there was three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, looking at everybody, and it was like, you're not bowing down to this image. King Nebuchadnezzar asked them, why are you not bowing down to this image? They're saying, because we serve a God that is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. Your God, I'm paraphrasing, your God is not compared to our God. Our God is greater than this image. King Neb got mad. He threw him into the furnace, and he turned it up seven times harder. He turned it seven times harder. He looked and he see four men. They put three men in there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he seen four men. And he asked him, he said, didn't we not put three men in here? They said, King, yes, we did. We did put three men in there. And he said, the form of it looks like the Son of God. And I want to encourage you today and tell you, no matter what you're going through, no matter the fire that you're in, no matter the chaos that's going around you, no matter the things that are going on around you in your life, God will be with you through it all. God will be with you through it all. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter how hell is breaking loose all around you. God will be right there in the midst. And the enemy is going to say, didn't we put Malcolm in this trouble? Didn't you put Malcolm in this situation, in this trouble? But the devil is going to see God is with you. And when God is with you, you cannot fail. And when God is with you, you cannot lose. When God is with you, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. God will be right there through it all. He was with Job. God was with Job. God gave the devil permission to take everything that Job had. He took his kids. He took his land. He took everything. And his wife even said, you can curse God and die. But God was with Job through it all. And Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. We need to have that Job mentality. Whenever we're going through things, wherever we're facing hell, whatever we're facing trouble, we need to say, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, God, I'm still going to trust you, God. God, I'm still going to praise you, God. I'm still going to worship you. I'm not going to let what I'm going through, make me give up on you. I'm going to let that help me glorify you because I know you're able to get me through whatever I'm in. So there, I come to encourage you. I don't have a lot, but I came to encourage you. Even though you're in it, you're not affected by it because God is with you. And when God is with you, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is there with you until the ends of the earth. Amen. Bless you.
My God. Amen, amen. Jesus, we bless God on today. This morning, coming, Brother Malcolm James, Jr., coming from, Daniel chapter 3. Oh my God, that is a very, very powerful and encouraging scripture, especially, when it's broken down to, for the young people, for, young adults, young teens, to able to understand, what it means not to compromise. Amen. I can remember before I left for basic training, I spoke a message in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it was do not compromise. And little did I know that as I went into the military, and there were so many times where the enemy wanted me to compromise, but the message was just ringing and ringing. And I just look at this what Brother Malcolm just spoke, that God is with us in whatever we face. In each and every situation. And King Nebuchadnezzar, they threw him in the fire because he was so amped up of who he was, but he didn't know truly who God was, who the God was that they served, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the only true and living God, my Lord. And he saw him and he said, that it looks like, fourth one's in there, he looks like the Son of Man, my God. Jesus, we bless God this morning for Brother Malcolm James Jr. and him and the word that God has given him and him being obedient and bringing forth the word. My God, I know this isn't normal for young adults and young teens, but guess what? He's standing on it and not compromising. He could be doing any other thing. I can't do it. I won't be able to speak today. I got some other things going on, but no, he took this time out, and we bless God for that, and we bless God for you, Brother Malcolm James Jr. We bless God for you, and we're grateful for the message on today, and we will not take it lightly. I won't take it lightly because I'm certain that God is with us. No matter your age, he's with you. No matter the situation, he is with you. Next. What we'll be having now will be encouraging words from our very own Pastor Jewel Baker, pastor at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for her. Amen. As she's coming, thank you, God.
Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We tell God thank you this morning. Amen. For the word that came forth for our children. We thank God for Sister G this morning, all of you on the line. We give God praise, honor, and glory for the work. Amen. To advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. We're all over the world. Amen. We are commissioned. We are commanded. Amen. To advance the kingdom of God. And so this morning I want to say to you all, amen. Brother Malcolm spoke, amen. in it and not affected by it. I came to tell the children today, the youth, amen, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. And so you will not be affected by what is going on around you. You will not be affected by gun violence. You will not be accused, amen. You will not be affected about peer pressure. You will not be affected by what's going on in your house, whether there's chaos in the house. My God, God has your back. God is covering our youth. God is uplifting our youth. He is positioning them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but violence take it back by force. And God is raising up our children. He's raising up this generation, amen, to come against the violence of this world. He has raising our children up, my goodness, to be demon slayers. Come on, somebody. Warriors, prayer warriors. My God, hallelujah. And I speak over the young people today. My God, no matter what somebody call you and no matter what they say to you, my God, you are victorious. Oh, my God, we are in a fixed fight and we already won. Hallelujah. Jesus is not, he already won the battle. He's already won the war for you. He's already won, my God. Hallelujah. Fight that we are so comfortable in fighting in this season, we've already won. And so I say to our young people this morning, don't you give up. Don't you give in. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Help is on the way. No matter what you're faced with today, help is on the way. How can I say that? Because our God, my God, he sees all and he knows all. My God, sometimes we just have to be still and see the salvation of God. Be encouraged, young people. Brother Malcolm, be encouraged. We know, hallelujah, without a shadow of doubt, you said it, if God be for us, who can be against us? God bless you, children of God, all over the world. Stand, my God. Stand on the word of God. Stand and know that your God, he's big. My God, you serve a big God. You serve a powerful God. And most of all, you serve an awesome Savior. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. What a wonderful word. What wonderful song. Praises unto the Lord. I thank God for my One Lord family. Oh, my God. I thank God for Pastor Jill Baker. She's an awesome, awesome anointed leader of God's people and a great anointing for the children. I thank God for each of you. Thank God for Sir Isaac Singleton, everybody who played a part today in coming on, singing, praying, bringing the word. What an awesome time it is to praise the Lord, and especially when you're young. You know, when you're young, you got to, you know, start praising God. Don't wait till you get old. Continue praising when you get, while you're young, while there's still strength in your body. When you get older, sometimes you slow down, but God is able. So I encourage you, young people, and I thank God for all of you who came on this morning. I thank God for you who participated. The songs were awesome. The prayer, the scripture was right on time. As a matter of fact, I've been in the book of Daniel this week, reading Daniel 1 and 2. So I thank God for that word. It was right on time. Oh, my God. God is so awesome. He's so mighty. He's a powerful God. So as we continue on, Sir Isaac, did you want to say anything else before we close this part? We're going to continue on. I know you guys have to get off around 10, but you're welcome to stay on for the next part.
No, ma'am. No, hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, I have nothing else, and I just thank God for the opportunity, and I thank God for the word, everything that is taking place, the encouraging words. I just thank God for it.
Amen, amen. Thank each of you. My God, it was awesome. I had been praying for quite a while. I said, Lord, send children on Children's Day. We don't have any children. So I thank God for Pastor Baker you know, and I we spoke, and she said, yeah, you know, we'd love for the children to come on. So I look forward to y'all coming on Children's Day every month. On the fourth Saturday will be Children's Day. So, Pastor Baker, thank God for you getting the children ready every fourth Saturday of the month to come on, speak, praise, read the scripture. And I tell you what, those One Lord children, I mean, some of them I heard on here, they were young, but now they sounded like grown men. I'm like, woo! Thank the Lord. Thank God for each of you. I'm so proud of Sir Isaac, minister over the youth, and Joshua Hogan. My God, your voice is beginning, is mature. You're going to be sounding like your daddy after a while. Zacchaeus Baker and the whole group, all of the children that sang, oh, my God, they have strong, powerful voices. Those songs were beautiful. I love those songs they sang. They were just awesome. Yeah, Alpha and Omega. And my favorite, I Love You, Jesus. I listen to that song almost every day. So I thank God for you all. I love each of you. Well, right now we're going to have Mother Fanny on. She's on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise. She's the youngest one, I believe, on here, 85 years young. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you? Mother Fanny, you still there? All right. She may not be there right now. All right. Well, we're looking for Karen Itell is on with us from Houston, Texas. She plays
good morning,
Florida. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And I'm going to do this afternoon for Brenda Lombard. I got her ministry meeting this afternoon, and I'm going to do Standing on Holy Ground.
All right, go right ahead. Awesome. Thank you, Karen. That was awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I thank God for that awesome song. And that's what we got to do, stand on holy ground. We don't, you know, we don't know which ground to stand on other than holy ground because we're children of the Most High. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us, and Jackie, her cousin, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. God is so good to us.
Amen.
I sure enjoyed the service this morning. My goodness, the children are so talented. They're so blessed, and the message was wonderful.
Amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
I am on the battlefield for my Lord.
Amen.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that, Pastor Donna. Paducah, Kentucky. Well, her cousin's on here, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning. Let me see if Mother Fanny's still on. Mother Fanny, you there? All right, she may not be able to hear me this morning. But Jackie, how you doing this morning?
Ooh, I'm doing okay. I just took my first COVID shot just a few minutes ago. But I feel okay.
All right. This morning.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great. You gonna sing this morning? You feel up to singing?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
All right. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend while I'm on this life-teacher journey. I want Jesus to be my friend. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet while I'm on this life-teacher journey. I want Jesus to guide my feet. You walk with my brother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. All along this tedious journey. to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. All along this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen, amen. We do want Jesus to walk with us, talk with us, and show us the way. Thank you so much. I thank God for each of you coming on this morning. We are about to close out. I thank God that he is God. He is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He's the great and mighty I am, and it's nobody like him. None can compare to how great our God is. I just love the Lord, and I thank God it came. But Zacchaeus singing one of my favorite songs, you know, I love the Lord. Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to love the Lord. And you know how he said it? He said, don't just love me with your lips, love me with your whole heart. So that's a lot of loving. And we got to, you know, there's so many distractions in the world today, but we got to get rid of those distractions. If it ain't the cell phone, it's the iPad, the computer, the TV, the whatever. We got to remember who our God is. We got to spend more time with him than all of those things that distract us. We got to say, nope, I'm shutting everything down. This is my time to praise the Father. And I thank God for each of you. We still, I believe, Minister Sir Isaac is still there. He's there, Sir Isaac, Minister Sir Isaac.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Will you close us out in prayer? And then Karen is going to do a closing song. Thank you so much for being on, One Lord. I love you all.
We love you too, Sister G. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God. Father God, we just come before you this morning, Father God, as humble as possible, Father God. So grateful, Father God, for what you have provided for us on this line, oh God, for everything, Father God, that was said, everything that was done, the songs, the word of God that was given to us and brought to us today, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that, Father God, your will continue to be done in the lives of our youth, Father God, our young adults, Father God, those that are not just those that were on the line, but those all over the world that are standing for righteousness and standing for holiness, Father God, those that are not compromising, Father God, those that see trouble and danger and they turn the other way, Father God, those that get in, that when drastic situations come, Father God, Lord God, they're not scared, Father God, though they may be in the world, Father God, they are not of it, of the world, Father God, and we just thank you for them, oh God, that are holding on, Father God, to your promises, God. We thank you, God, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. Every listening ear, God, that was on today, this morning, Father God, bless them, oh God. Cover them, oh God. Let the word, Father God, take root, Father God. Let the songs, Father God, stir something up on the inside of them, God, that has them to fall in love with you even the more, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our pastor, God. We thank you for, Father God, our host, Sister G, God. We thank you for Malcolm James Jr., God. We thank you for Zacchaeus Baker, Joshua Hogan. We thank you for Jordan Hogan. We thank you for Josiah Hogan, God. We thank you for Sir Isaac Singleton Jr., God. We thank you for Israel Singleton, Father God, Noah Singleton, God. We thank you for all the youth, Father God, that were present this morning, Father God. And we bless your name for them, God. We honor you this morning, Lord. And we thank you, God. Just cover each and every person on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're grateful, Father God. We're so grateful, God, for you, God. We're so grateful, Father God, that you stay the same and you never change, God. We're so grateful, Father God, that you've continued to be God, even in the midst of a pandemic, Father God, you stayed the same. Even in the midst of things changing, a new president, a new congressman, a new councilman, God, you stayed the same, God. You never changed, oh God. And we're grateful for that, God. And we bless your name, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. I love you all. Have a God-filled day. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Amen.
Love you.
Love you. Love you, Sister G.
Love y'all too, my angel.
Bye, Sister G.
Bye. Bye.